It's a new sefer, it's a new beginning. There is a very, very interesting diuk. Parsha begins, introduces to us the concept of korbanos, which is extremely complex, very difficult. Parshas according to halacha and according to hashkafa, very, very intrinsic halachas with machshavas, whether it's ma'akav, it's a very difficult concept. But the way it's introduced is in a very unique way. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'mata aleihem, tell Klal Yisrael v'mata and say to them, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. Odom ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. Now, a man, ki yakriv mikem, who is makriv from himself, korban Hashem or korban to Hashem. Now, the lashon of, posuk, perik aleph posuk base. Now, in truth, the word Odom over here is totally redundant. The posuk could have said, Daber el bnei Yisrael v'mata aleihem, ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. Who else is being the Odom? Obviously a person is doing it. Secondly, the Lashon Odom over here is unusual. Usually we have Nefesh or Ish. Yeah, Odom is unusual. And the question is, why do we choose that word Odom? So Rashi really picks up on that. And Rashi says, Odom is actually referring to not regular as mankind. Lomanema, Odom Lomanema. Ma Odom Arishin. Yeah, this Odom over here is not referring to man, but referring to a particular person called Odom Arishin. And what do you learn from there? Meratzasa Odom Arishin Hikriv Min HaGezel, everything belonged to him, so too, also you should be Makriv from Gezel. And therefore it's mashma that there is an association with introduction to the Sefer Vayikra, the Korbanos, with Odom Arishin. And in truth, the Medrash says that it's more than just a connection, it's the limit is learned from Odom Arishin. The Medrash says, Ma Odom Shechoto v'hikriv korban, just like Odom Arishin, he did a chait and he brought a korban. Af atem chote, so too you, when you did a chet, also you should bring a korban. So in other words, the way that we introduced to the seder of korbanos is learnt from Odom Arishin. What is learnt from Odom Arishin to understanding korbanos? Why can't we learn the parasha of korbanos of parashas? The parasha of Yikra and Tzav, without learning from Odom Arishin. What are we learning from Odom Arishin that's unique? So the Ksav Sefer says a very, very beautiful vort. And he says, I want to just put this together with a Kliyoko. The Kliyoko says within the parasha, we find different terms used for if you do something. There's a term which is Asher. Asher Nosi Yechto. Asher Nosi Yechto, what's Asher mean in that context? When? That a nosi does a chait. Asher nosi yechto. Other places we find ki. Nefesh ki sechto. What's ki? If. It's probable, right? And then we find the lashon of im. Im. Im kol Yisrael yechto, in case. Which is not probable. So we find asher, which means it's going to happen. Yeah? The question is when. Yeah? There's a lashon of nefesh ki, which means it's probable if. And then im kod, in other words, in case, it was not possible. Yeah, not probable. So why different the shaynus? So the Kliyok explains that depends who's doing the chet over here. If it's dealing here, let's start backwards. Asher nosi yechto. And this is a phenomenal thing. Asher nosi yechto means when you're dealing with a nosi, a person who is powerful and he has strength and he is in control, then it's only a matter of time for him to become corrupt. it's a loch olamaisa, right? Maisa we call him. Power corrupts. Yeah, it's only a matter of time that he will be corrupted. So asher nosi yechto. When a nosi becomes a thing, it's going to happen. However, with a yochid, it's less probable. Yeah? But he says, nosi, it also does. Yeah. Also, nefesh ki sechto, nefesh ki sechto. Yeah. And nefesh also—it's also probable. It happens, but it's not for certain. But what's uncertain? What's uncertain is nefesh achas. The possible im nefesh achas sechto. Im highly improbable. In nefesh achas sechto. In other words, a person who is by himself doing something which is unusual. He is not doing it within a klal. That is something very unusual. So when it comes to a nosi, it's when. When it comes to a nefesh within Klal Yisrael, it's probable. And im, But what's improbable is im nefesh achas sechto. If it's a person doing something by himself, with not learning from the society around him, that is improbable. What does that teach us, says Kesam Sofer? That ultimately the avirus that we do is not something that we do within a vacuum. It is based on the society around us. A nasi has a power of the society, he gets corrupted by society. A person who is following the crowd is likely to be following the crowd to do the wrong things, and that is something that is probable. Yeah? But for somebody to do a chet totally by himself, completely by himself, not doing what anyone else is doing, is highly improbable. Which means a chet does ultimately can, to a certain extent, be blamed on society. Yeah? That is what Adam HaRishon did. Adam HaRishon comes to Rabbeinu Shleilom and he says to Rabbeinu Shleilom, I did a chet, but it's not my fault. Not my fault. Well, whose fault is it? Yeah? He blamed it on Chava. And he says, he blamed it on Chava. Wasn't me. Wasn't Chava. And who did Chava blame it on? He blamed it on the snake. But it's not my fault. Says Rabbeinu Shleilom, lovely. Very good try. But you're wrong. You're wrong. The pasuk says, "Asher shemat the kolish tcha." Who asked you to listen to her? Even if it's your wife, Herzl, yeah? You're not supposed to listen. Yeah, okay, sure, that's not, I didn't say this, right? Okay, so therefore, Asher shemat the kolish tcha, and therefore the pasuk is saying over here is, Adam HaRishon taught us that blaming it on other people is, as far as I'm concerned, is absolutely irrelevant. You can't blame it. If you do a chet, everybody else is doing it, you have an independence of Bechira to do it yourself. And therefore, before you start off with Korbanos, before you understand the whole concept of Chatois, and realize there is no one else to blame other than yourself. Just like Adam HaRishon tried to blame on somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did nothing, and he brought a Korban, ultimately he realized that he is to blame. Before you start off the parasha of Korbanos, understand that you only have yourself to blame. Therefore, you are responsible to bring the korbanos, and you're responsible to do tshuva yourself. You can't blame anybody else. So Adam HaRishon is the example that we're using in order for somebody who blamed on somebody else, and ultimately the blame ended by him, and he had to bring a korban. That's one pshat. But so therefore, in other words, there's society. There's elements of society that one can blame something on in a chet. The Ksav Sefer goes further, and he says very, very nicely. He says that. Bear with me a second. Yeah. He says it's a different medrash. The medrash says, Ma Odom She Hischil Ba'Avera Vehikriv Korban Venimchaloi Kain Takrivo Atem. Yeah? It's a loshon. Ma Odom She Hischil Ba'Korban. He began with a Korban. What's his Hischil Ba'Korban? What did he begin? Ma Odom She Hischil Ba'Korban. He began with a Korban. Shehischil ba'avera, so he began with an avera and he brought a korban. What's his hischil ba'avera? Asks Rav Sofer. He did an avera. What's hischil? So he says, listen to this very, very carefully. He says there are two reasons why people say they did an avera, and they try and blame it not on society necessarily, but on the yetzahara. I am born with a yetzahara. I am born with character traits that are questionable. I'm born a character. I have challenges with my kas. I have challenges with my taiva. Challenges with my gaiva. And that's where I'm born. It's my yetzahara. It's not me. It's my yetzahara. Yeah. I wish I could, but you know that's who I am. Yeah. Kosh Baruch Hu put me this yetzahara. And a person does not take blame for themselves. They blame it on their character traits. They blame it on their anger issues. They blame it on their impulses. They don't take blame and take responsibility for themselves. That's number one. Number two, they blame it on their parents. They blame it on genetics. Yes? Freud? Yeah? They blame it on it's a cultural upbringing, and you blame it on the genes, and you blame it on anyone but yourself. Blame yourself. It's not your fault, and if you know, it's surprising only this bad. In fact, it could have been much worse, and it's only because of this. You're blaming on everything. The breakfast cereals you were given as a kid, and Nebuchadnezzar had the best bike, and your father was this, and your mother was that, and your grandmother was this, and your aunt was that, and everything but you. And that is a blame. You blame it on. Says the Pasuk, Odom ki yakriv mikem, ma odom shehischil ba'avera. Adam Avitna, he is the first one that did an avera. Could he blame it on his Yetzirah at that stage? No! Because he never had the Yetzirah, as it were. Whatever that means. He never had the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah only came from the Nochosh. right? And he began Averis even before he could blame it on his Yetzer Hara. Could he blame it on his parents? Could he blame it on the culture? Could he blame it on society around him? No! He can't blame it anybody else. It's him himself. Says Apostle, Odom ki yakriv mekem. When you're starting off with Korbonus, don't blame it on society. Don't blame it on your parents. Don't blame it on the Yetzer Hara. Take the responsibility of yourself. Take yourself into hand and start realizing who you are, what your failings are, what your potentials are, and get working on it. That is how you start with Odom Kriyakriv Mikem. But there's one further beautiful knetch from Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha says that there's a very interesting way that we split society up into two different groups. He says, V'nasan akarnis mizbeach ha'olam, in Parashat later on, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed, he says, chatos behema lemalo. When you bring a chatos of a behema, there's a chuta sikra, there's like a little thing, a demarcation line that separates from his beach, and a chatos behema, you sprinkle the blood above the chuta sikra, above this line. But a chatos se'oif, you've got to sprinkle below the line. Yeah? There's a chatos se'oif, you've got to sprinkle below the line. Asks Ramesha, a chatos is a chatos, it's a sin offering. Why is it for behemoth it's on top, or why is it for ba'if it's at the bottom? Says Ramesha that generally, the wealthy person is the one who brings a chatos of a behemoth. Right? And the chatos of behemoth is his way of understanding where his failing was. So when it comes to a chalos of a behemah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take the blood and sprinkle it on top of the Mizbeach. What's top of the Mizbeach? How does a gvir, how does a wealthy person do a chet? He does a chet because a yishman, yishurim, vayivot. He forgets the Rebbein Shleilim. He doesn't realize who he is. He doesn't realize who Rebbein Shleilim is. He starts doing things that, you know, thinks he can get away with this. He can't. Rebbein Shleilim is in control. So when it comes to this chet, look above, look upwards. Realize who you are and who the Rebbein Shleilim is. And do your kapara accordingly. Realize that you did a chet against Rebbein Shleilim. That is when it's by a gevir. But by an oni, he doesn't do a sin because he is going against the Rebbein Shleilim. He is doing an avera simply because he unfortunately feels abandoned by the Rebbein Shleilim. He feels abandoned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't looked after him. So he starts looking up and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have even more tainas. He'd be even more upset. So he says, look downwards. Realize, down, look what you do have. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. He may not have given you wealth. He's given you health. He's given you family. He's given you, you're above the ground, not underneath the ground. Look downwards. Look down above. Look down and see what you have compared to other people. And therefore, take yourself and don't blame circumstances for your position. Osher, don't blame Rebbein Shalom for being wealthy, and Oni, don't blame Rebbein Shalom for being poor. And therefore, this is Odom Ki Yakriv Mekem. Odom Ki Yakriv Mekem is opening up the parasha, is understanding that Odom Arishon. Odom Arishon could not blame it, tried to blame it on somebody, it never worked. He couldn't blame it on society, he couldn't blame it on friends, he couldn't blame it on family, he couldn't blame it on his Yetzer Hara. Has to take responsibility yourself. Neither can you believe it on your position. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these korbanos to understand it, and we work through it carefully. But Ezra Hashem, Misham Esfarim Sifasaseinu, the concepts and the halachas and the beautiful messages will go through as if we brought the korbanos up ourselves.